Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy. I hope everybody out there is enjoying this as much as we are. These Funk Friday. It's hard to talk. I just want to. But we have to. The job. They'd fire us if we just did a whole
another reason we need to be streamed. I have never seen Randy McMichael play as many air drums and air guitar as we have in the
How do you not?
I was talking about pop locking like rerun.
Oh, you absolutely have to.
I'm sitting down.
Best thing about rerun when we used pop locking was that kick he used to do, that karate kick he used to do, though.
What's the dorkiest air instrument to play? Like air drums, great. Everybody plays air drums. You're in the car.
Guitar.
Everybody does the guitar.
Really?
This is the air to air trumpet?
The air trombone's a tough one. I don't know.
I go to air trombone.
I think the dorkiest one is the fiddle. And they used to do it when they would play The Devil Comes Down to Georgia at the Braves games. They switched to a different song.
Right.
Like people be out there air fiddling. I don't know, man. I'm glad they're caught up in the moment, enjoying the song and having a good time. But that's a dorky ass look. But I've been guilty. You get a good you get a good Avett Brothers song going.
A good Avett Brothers.
The fiddle player
or something
kicks
like
in.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, you absolutely have to play the fiddle in both those parts. And that's what it would be is because they played it at Braves games after the seventh inning or during the seventh inning stretch, and then they would show people on the big screen doing it.
Right.
And I was like, that looks weird. Like it's ridiculous.
What about the harmonica?
Air harmonica, also silly.
Damn. That was cool.
You looked pretty cool doing that.
Thank you.
It looked like you were eating like a...
how many harmonicas have you ever had?
I had one as a kid.
I've had like four harmonicas, dude.
Very hard to play.
Very hard to play.
Yeah. Jack has one right now. He's terrible at it.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah, that's all he does. One note. It's like, dude, slide it around a little
bit.
Yeah,
man.
Try to mix it up.
Because deep down, every athlete wants to be a musician. Every musician wants to be an athlete. I don't truly believe that. I should say people say that. I was cool doing what I did because the music business is ragged, first of all. And the reason I'm saying that now is I got to go listen to this new Lil Wayne because I'm getting bad reviews. And I'm getting bad reviews from people that I trust
exactly.
with music.
People whose opinion you care about.
People whose opinion that I care about music.
George Foster.
George Foster.
Whose opinion I believe more than almost any in music, especially when it comes to rap music.
Yes. George is not feeling it.
He said Lil Wayne needs to stop making albums.
Yes.
Like that was his review of the album.
Yeah, Big George is Big George. I saw that this morning, I was like, I'm still gonna listen to it.
I'm gonna listen to it. You can't listen to all of the first five Carters and now listen to the Carter Six.
I mean, this.
But they make another Rocky, I'll watch another Rocky. You know what I mean? I'm going to watch them.
There's no more storylines.
I know.
There's no more storylines.
Just like Lil Wayne.
There's no more storyline than Rocky,
there's nothing left to
man.
Give.
Nothing else. There's no, what, no, he can't do nothing else. All right? No. No. No.
What was the one Balboa when he like was running the restaurant?
It was awful.
It was awful.
It was awful.
But I watched it. I even went to the theater and watched it.
It was awful. It was awful because he was hooking up with that ugly-ass little girl. That was like, hey, Rocky, blank you. And then all of a sudden, all these years later, you start hooking up with her. Ew.
Anyway, yeah. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Ew.
Hey. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, so we're a whole 2 days, but we're an eighth and ninth inning meltdown by the lineup and a ninth inning meltdown by the bullpen since I've been here last. So
yeah.
I think that as far as that goes, the culmination of both of the last two games is definitely rock bottom because you've had it from both ends of the team.
I think it is.
You know,
I think it's rock bottom.
Speaking of Metallica, absolutely fantastic show. Seen them 7 times, and that's, you know, there's a lot more people that have seen them a lot more times. But one of the best I've ever seen. One of the best concerts I've ever been to once Metallica hit the stage. It was absolutely fantastic.
What was your favorite part?
They did a great version of One. And look, James Hetfield, at whatever age, 60, is still doing things he was doing when he was 20. Mm-hmm. Probably because he's been sober for like 20 years now, and, you know, that the rock and roll lifestyle will take it out of you.
Hell yeah. Well.
But look, they are just as good of a rock band as they were 30 years ago. And, you know, One was great. One of my favorite songs off one of their most hated albums is Fuel, because it came out in 96 off of Load, which everybody hates Load because they kind of, when the 90s hit, they kind of had to retune themselves or they were going to be left behind. They
it was kind of more grungy, was that?
Yeah, what? And they cut all their hair off and, they, you know, they had some different sounding riffs and whatnot. Mm. I was a kid in the 90s. I loved Load. But yeah, it was fantastic. Inner Sandman was great.
You could write it down and say it at 158 if you want, or 55. That could be a takeaway of the Abe look. Yeah, you
when
could.
When did they do Sandman?
They did it last.
They did last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It was great. High drama in the Women's College World Series last night. If you're watching this one, so Texas Tech ends up staving off University of Texas, who tried to creep back into the last in the seventh inning again. Najee Kennedy, the last two nights, has given up runs in the seventh inning.
Do you think she's tired?
Yes.
Okay.
She's gotta be tired.
That's one of the things I was talking with Rusty about this morning. You know, should they have broken some of that off and gotten another pitcher? Maybe $800,000 to her and $400,000 to somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's what she did at Stanford. She pitched. Now, to Stanford didn't make it all the way to the final.
Right.
Maybe that's why. But you can tell she is kind of wearing down. It's going to be – so Texas had to put in their ace starter last night to try to come back into that game. She ended up giving up a couple runs too. So both starting pitchers tonight will have pitched – the game before, only Najee Kennedy's pitched 90 pitches in every game they've had thus far.
When's the last game they played she didn't pitch? She's pitched in every game in the World Series.
Every game in the World the tournament, yeah.
Yeah, the
now,
tournament.
Regular season, they did use multiple pitches.
So, like,
Texas rolled out 4 pitchers last night.
SEC championship game she pitched, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
now, I'm not sure how far they made it in the No, see that SEC.
Well, they didn't win.
Texas
they didn't win. That's right. They. Oh,
you're talking about University.
They're not Big 12.
They're not the Big 12.
Big 12. Yeah.
Did they win the Big 12 tournament? Whatever. So it's been a while.
They came into the tournament as a 12 seed. So okay. I don't even think they won the Big 12. They may have. I don't follow the Big 12 a whole lot in the regular season, but. So yeah, stay tuned tonight, 8:00. So you've got Stanley Cup versus championship game for the Women's College World Series. I'm going to be very interested to see which one gets more views.
Ooh, yeah. I would. I would guess Stanley Cup.
It's going to have mine.
Yeah. I'll flip back and forth.
Yeah.
I would have them both on, but softball is going to get the volume. Softball got the volume last night.
But you're a huge softball
guy. Yeah, of course.
Like, but I think that
actually you're not even going to be there.
I'm not even a hockey guy.
You're going to be with me.
I'm not even a hockey guy.
Yeah, but it's going to be on somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey guy.
You got outdoor TV over there?
I don't know.
All right.
It'll be on my phone if not.
Okay.
So I saved a couple back. Media availability, if we have time here. We're going to try to make time. Media availability for the Falcons this week. Bijan Robinson here. Got two clips I wanted to play for y'all. Bijan was asked about flag football. Now, while you may think we know the answer to what he is trying to do, Bijan actually says he wants to play.
They can be running with the football, and they can get this low to the ground, just like not get touched. No NFL player is doing that, or trying to do that at least. So I think it's gonna come down to, like, obviously our schedule and like where it lies and how the teams can, like, if they let us even go, but I would love to play in that game if given the opportunity. But obviously, like, we'll see, and I don't want it to affect my team and what we got going on here.
It's on Bijan Robinson playing.
You don't want to play.
Perfect answer.
You don't want to play.
Perfect answer. Like, try to make it really sound like you want to.
Yeah, you don't
want to
play.
To pump up the interest in it.
So you don't think that he actually wants to play?
No. I don't think a lot. I don't think a lot of you do want to play. I think a lot of you do is just selling wolf tickets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're encouraged to do so.
Yeah.
As
I
well.
Don't think they want to play.
Mm-mm. Hey, when you're at, they're going to be asked about this.
Yeah.
Make it sound cool.
Make it sound good. No,
make it sound cool. And Bijan went like he went.
Yeah.
A long
I, don't,
way. Like,
I don't think
they they're doing stuff that NFL guys can't do.
I just don't think they want to play. I don't. And I don't think organization is going
to
let.
How far down the depth chart until you get to the guys that want to play?
Probably this.
I don't know.
Second and 13. Yeah. I don't think.
Squad?
I just don't think there's no star players going to play.
I just don't think teams will let them.
That's my biggest thing. Yeah. Why would I let you go play?
Yeah, no way, man.
Right before training camp
You're
or during training camp?
Get hurt doing that. Yeah. Our season's ruined? I don't think so.
Yeah, like, but it's during training camp.
Yeah, we're not.
Summer Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Training camp.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time seeing
it. I'm sorry, brother.
All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
I'm sorry, brother.
About what?
That's what I would have to tell them.
Oh.
I'm sorry, brother. You can't go.
Can't do it. Andy.
Randy.
Abe.
Oh. Abe.
Hi, guys. How many wins will the eventual NBA champion have in the playoffs?
Andy. Randy.
Andy.
16.
Yep. That is correct. 1-0 start. Larry O'Brien was the commissioner of the NBA for just under 9 years, the championship trophy named after him. Give me 1 year in which he presided.
Randy.
Randy.
Huh. Okay. 71.
71 is incorrect.
Hmm. I have no idea. 65.
65 went the wrong way. Randy was closer. 75 to 84, right before.
Oh, and then Stern took over for him.
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Okay. I didn't realize that was that close either. Yeah. All right.
Reggie Miller is by far the leading scorer in Indiana Pacers history. Who is second?
Randy. Rick Smits?
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Rick
well
Smits.
Done. Is that the Duncan Dutchman?
Duncan Dutchman, baby.
Nicely done.
Gonna switch team histories here. Who has the most points in Seattle Supersonics / Oklahoma
Randy.
City Thunder franchise history?
Randy.
Randy.
Gary Payton.
That is incorrect.
Who cares? Not interested.
You don't want to answer it.
Nope.
All right. What? Russell Westbrook was the correct answer.
Okay. He never played for the Sonics.
I said or Oklahoma City Thunder franchise history. Who was the only player to win NBA Defensive Player of the Year award while wearing a Pacer jersey?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, God. Did you say Player of the Year?
Defensive.
Defensive Player of the Year?
Player of the Year award in a Pacer jersey.
Oh, God.
You said Randy?
Yeah. Oh. In a Pacers uniform, Roy Hibbert?
Incorrect.
Ron Artest?
Ron Artest in 2004.
I went up with the Lakers.
Name all of the players that have won an MVP award in Seattle Supersonics / yes.
MVP? Now, they didn't have to win it with the team, right?
While wearing
okay.
a jersey,
so
yeah.
So you got KD.
Correct.
Russ.
Yes.
Okay, James with Houston. God, who am I missing? From the Sonics. I got it. And SGA.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like,
there you go.
Again,
no one in the Sonics won it.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
That
of
is
even,
correct.
What's the point of even putting it in the question?
I had to ask the full question.
No, you didn't.
Winning the award in back-to-back seasons, which Indiana Pacers player took home Sixth Man of the Year?
Andy. Jalen Rose?
Incorrect. In 1991 and 1992.
Say it again.
Oh,
back-to-back player Sixth Man of the Year awards in 91-92 for the Pacers.
Oh, who came off the bench during those times? No, it wasn't him. No, it wasn't Mark Jackson. Was it? No, it wasn't Travis Best. Was it Travis Best?
It was not.
It was Detlef
Schrempf.
Dang it.
Winner of the 2008-2009 NBA Mascot of the Year Award. What is the name or type of animal of the mascot of the Oklahoma City Thunder? You just want to guess an animal?
Randy.
Randy.
Is it a bear?
No.
Oh, okay.
Andy, you boycotting? Rumble the Bison.
Unfamiliar with the franchise.
Okay. Rumble the Bison. It is tied 2-2. We need a winner. I should just keep asking Oklahoma City questions until Randy gets one.
Guarantee a winner if you keep throwing this. I've never been this close to cussing on the radio before.
Pacers legendary sharpshooter Reggie Miller is part of a shooting club that only 8 other players in NBA history have qualified for. What are the shooting percentages required?
40, 50, 90.
That is correct. 50% right. Field goal, 40% three, 90% three-point.
I think my headphones were too loud.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, it ain't that bad.
No,
oh,
I think because I keep mine pretty turned up, but then he turns up and then, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you
might anyway, see. Good. We did it.
All right.
Andy wins 3-2.
Glad we can move on from that one.
There's some holdovers for next week.
That upset?
I don't enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. It's just, it's not.
Like, between that and the Oregon stuff, like, you really got issues, bro.
I know.
I love you, man, but damn.
I don't know. Like, you know.
Look at you. Like, you,
I think I'm genuinely pretty, like, well-adjusted in life.
Not these two things.
I know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oregon in the damn...
I know. These are my things.
Dude.
These are my things.
I'm looking at you over there like...
Well, it's like one of those things where it's like, you know...
Uh-oh.
Pretty well-worn territory that I feel like that, right?
Yeah.
Been working with us for a while. We just actively just do that. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the show. Spurs, whatever, 1 o'clock hour, whatever it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.